It's really you. You really are back. After all this time, you've really come back home. I was beginning to think you might never want to return to our township. After all, mouse choose not to. You don't know how glad I am that I was wrong. You could have found a way to contact me, though, couldn't you? A surprise, huh? Well, I guess that part of you hasn't changed at all. Please, come inside and tell me all about your travels. The journey you went on. Your rite of passage. It kept you away from the pack for quite some time, so I'm sure you have much to tell. Please, have a seat on the couch. You got here just in time, too. I just finished heating a fresh pot of coffee. Would you like some? Oh, it's no trouble at all, so don't worry. I'll get it ready for you right away. Here you are. And how many sugars would you like? None? My, you've changed even more than I thought. Such a big, strong man now. Then, here you go. A cup of my finest black coffee. Well, what are you waiting for? Drink up. You never could handle anything better. I believe you if you say it's gotten better over the years, but there's no need to force yourself now. Not in this house, and certainly not in front of me. You have nothing to prove to me. As long as you strive to live your life in a way you can be proud of, then I will always be proud of you. Now, let's try this again. How many sugars? Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, here's your cup. Please scoot over a bit so I can sit next to you. So, tell me, when you started your journey all those years ago. Amazing. It sounds like you had a very eventful time. It's nice to know they treated you well, even in the human settlements. You've learned so many things and grew up from the tenacious cub I used to know. I'm proud of you, you know? It doesn't matter if I've said it before. I'm still proud of you, so I still feel the urge to say it. You're just going to have to deal with it. But I have to admit, I was a little distracted during your story. Well, because of that mess on your head and on your tail. Yes, that's right. I just can't ignore it anymore. Now, be honest. You didn't bother taking very good care of your tail while you were away, did you? No excuses. Yes or no? That's what I thought. I mean, I didn't really have to ask. There are still leaves and twigs sticking out, so I know you took that old shortcut through the woods. Now, maybe you did the bare minimum, and your fur could be much, much worse off, but it's still so unkempt. I swear, young wolfkin these days often make a habit of neglecting their hygiene. They get so fixated on those old stories about the cool, wild wolves that lived in the forest without a care in the world. You can be cool and clean, you know. Look at me, lecturing you as soon as you walk through the door. I don't want to send you away again, so I'll zip it. But I really do need to clean up your hair. I'll cut out some of these loose strands and then brush out some of this, junk. Your tail seems pretty hopeless, so just make sure you take a bath before you go to bed. Understood? All right, let's get started. These should do for now. Okay, sit back and sit still while I neaten you up. Hey, I said sit still. Does this really make you that uncomfortable? You used to love it when I trimmed your fur. What changed? There's no use lying to me. It's clear as day how anxious you are. Please, just tell me why. Embarrassed? Of what? I'm your mother. It's my job to take care of you. It doesn't matter how old you get. I will always do what I can to help you. And besides, I have to make up for lost time. So please, try to relax. You are home. The place where you can unwind and be yourself. Okay. Well, I think it's a little less out of control. Now I'll just use my brush and... Mm-hmm. Good. Now your hair is looking a lot better. I hope you can keep it this way, at least for a little bit. Otherwise, I'll have to do it again, myself. Is that what you want? Wait, what? I thought you would hate that idea. Now suddenly you don't mind. What on earth has gotten into you? My poor baby. Mommy missed you too. I'm glad you could be honest about it now. But maybe that's just because you're so tired. You've been struggling to keep your eyes open for a while now. Was the journey back here that exhausting? Or did my humming get to you? Well, it's all right either way. You can rest up now, honey. Lay all the way down and put your head on my lap. Yes, just like that. No matter how old you are, you're still my little boy, so I don't mind pampering you like this whenever you want. I'm sure you've faced your fair share of setbacks and hardships out there, and I'm sure you've learned some valuable lessons from them. But the pain they must have caused you, you can let that go. You can give that pain to me and move on. Unburden yourself. Let your soul fly freely once again, like a child. Shh, shh. Don't say anything. Just take it easy. Just relax and let your mind wander. You deserve to have a nice dream. After all, you coming back home. Well, that's a dream come true for me. So just sleep. And when you wake up, I'll still be here ready to take care of you. Sleep. Sleep. Welcome home, son. And good night.